I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the
Listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you till 7 p.m. Oh, this one's sweet. It's the Bee Gees.
Ready?
You could really hear those high notes in that one. That's the Bee Gees. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. No, it's not a family member. It's not sharp. It's not toxic. It's not flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. It's a ladder. Using a ladder may seem easy. For me, at 45, it's not. But using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier, that's for sure. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders right onto their ass and into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. That's a horrible copy. Anyway, any tips on ladder safety you need, go to orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Who's gonna do that? Let me spell it out for you. It's O-R-T-H-O ortho and info dot org slash forward slash ladder safety. Shouldn't it have does anybody even put www in front of anything in a dot? Or the HTTP and the S, and there's the orgs, the govs, there's like AUs and all kinds of crazy crap. Anyway, don't fall on your ass if you don't know how to use a ladder, you dummies. It's a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, your safe-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. It's a Tufts community radio station, and they allow me on. They allow me on once a week. It's part of my therapy, everyone. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you once again. It's like I never go away. It's like I'm never away. I'm always on the radio. I'm always working. I'm always grossly underpaid for all that I do for you. Pretty much, I used to call myself the last angry man, but now there's plenty of them. Everybody's friggin' angry all the time. But I'm angry for all the right reasons. That's what you got to remember. I did go on to orthoinfo.org, ladder safety. It is here. And there's actually a guy falling off his ass. So check it out. It's a public service announcement. I got to do two of those an hour. Well, at least one. But I always go the extra distance. It's almost like having flair. You can have two items of flair. You could have 57. I always go for the extra, the bonus. I never understood that. Why don't people go for the bonus? You know? It's like, I'm going to do the absolute minimum. Well, that you get 5 bonus if you do this. And then they don't do it. Then they fail. And they're like, well, why did I fail? Well, if you did the bonus, you would have passed. Whatever. My name's Chris. I hope you all enjoyed yesterday, the probably my least favorite holiday of the year, Valentine's Day. It's just a load of crap, isn't it? It's just a load of crap. And so the thing is, if you want to be with somebody, love them 365 or even 366 on the leap year, not just once a year. You don't need chocolates and $200 dinners and movies and crap to do that. And enjoy them every day. You have to, because pretty soon one of you is going to die before the other one, and then you're going to regret it. Life is just a horrible, horrible thing. Enjoy it. Love the one you're with. That's the best. There's that 70 song, Love the One You're With. That's what you got to do, because that's pretty much all that you do. Because pretty soon somebody's going to get sick of somebody else, or somebody will just drop dead, and it'll all be over. So hope you guys enjoyed your candy and your dinners. Should I play a nice one, or should I play a miserable one? I don't know. I made two different shows, and I'm kind of caught in between the two right now. My mood is very flighty. We like that. We played that something. Well, it was Brian Adams' next Secret Garden, Springsteen. What else did I get? Let's go back to something good. Oh, I got something good for you. This is the Book of Love. It's the Book of Love. You can guess who it is. So I'm not supposed to tell you. I'm not supposed to say both at once. It's the Book of Love.
The Book of Love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it. Has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it's just transcendental. Some of it's just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. You can sing me anything. Mm-hmm. love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things, and you ought to give me wedding rings. And
it's Peter Gabriel here on Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. Maybe we'll do Paul's Calls in a minute. I think we should. We haven't done Paul's Calls. Usually we do that around 6 o'clock. And we basically play a message from my dad. My dad calls up and he says hi. And sometimes he'll just talk about whatever. Sometimes he'll ask how I'm doing. Sometimes he'll offer me advice whether or not I want it. It's Paul's Calls that's coming up here on Time Travel. I don't know what to play for you. I had all kinds of playlists and all kinds of different things here. I'm kind of just going back and forth. I'm going to start DJing it. Start winging it a little bit. I'm in a flighty mood. Got a severe headache. This could be it. This could be the stroke of the century. Never know. You never, ever know. I've almost been on this radio program for 10 years now. 10 years. What do I get out of it? Nothing. Nothing. Aggravation. Annoyance. That's it. But I bought all these songs. I might as well play them for you. That was 10 years I've been doing this. I can't even cue up a song right. Whatever. Here's Carly Simon from James Bond movie.
Good as you, baby, you're the best. Chris, Dan. I sent you an email. Everything is going smooth. So you're going to be able to pick us up tomorrow, Tuesday night. Plane's doing that 6:18, supposedly, you know. I'll say 7-ish, 7:15-ish, you know, if you can get there. So, let me know. Send me a text. I'll answer the email. I'll be checking the computer later tonight. It's here in the business center. Yeah, we've talked to our neighbor. I heard we lost the power down in Bedford. We had maybe 10 inches of snow. So, I hope it's back. My neighbor was supposed to plow half my driveway. I got the two cars on the side near the house. Bye-bye.
There he is. It's dear old dad, Paul's calls. He turned 73. Did he turn 73? Let me think. It's 2017. Yeah. No, he turned 74. Yeah, turned 74 this past week and last Thursday. So happy birthday to dear old dad. And here's another one from him. He left me a couple of voicemails this week. And on the way to the airport, he called me like 9 times. He's like, "Where are you?" I'm like, I'm on Zakim Bridge. He calls back 5 minutes later. "Where are you?" "I'm on the Zakim Bridge." Like, "Where are you now?" 5 minutes later, I'm going into the tunnel right off of the Zakim Bridge. I'll tell you right when I get there. I'll let you know when I get to the terminal. He called me like 5 more times. Like within a period of like 12 minutes. He's like, "I'm outside in a hat. I'm outside in a gray shirt and a hat." I'm like, "Okay. See you soon." Here's another one from Dad. Here he is.
"Hey, Chris, Dad, 2:15 on a Sunday. How's the snow and wind? Give me a call if you got a chance. All is nice down here. They're having one of their warm winter days. It's actually 75 degrees out. Unbelievable. Yeah, I noticed the weather last night. The coldest weather in the country was in freaking Maine. You know, showing 20 degrees. Even North Dakota and Montana were warmer. Yeah, that's it. Happy Lincoln's birthday, February 12th. I think this is Ruby's birthday. Bye-bye. So she's caught up to you.
There he is. It's Paul's Calls this week. He talks about my cousin Ruby, who I haven't seen in about 15 years. And Lincoln's birthday. It was a fun day for all of us. Lincoln's birthday. Charity toward all, malice towards none. How far have we come? How far have we come since Lincoln? How far has America come? Oh, well. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. I got 25 more minutes of hits. How about some Bruno Mars?
tell her every searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while.
chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Crashing in a blazing fall. All you ever
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I do it every week from 5 to 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. High atop Curtis Hall. It's WMFO, Medford. Derek and Lisa are here. The Big Picture is coming up next. Stick around. Wednesday nights at WMFO.
stop and listen for our signs.
Not enough time for all that I want from you. Not enough time for every kiss, every touch, all the nights I wanna be inside. We are the last two left on earth. And I was lost for words in your arms. Attempting to make sense of my aching heart. If I could just be everything and everyone to you. Not enough time.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't